So the festival started on Wednesday with your lecture, Why Shaw Still Matters. How are Shaw's plays, some of it which were written 120 years ago or so, still engaging and relevant for today's audiences?
I think the issue with Bernard Shaw is that he is a playwright very interested in ideas. Ideas that were important to the Victorian and Edwardian ages in which he lived, but many of them, perhaps all of them, are still relevant today. For example, his keen interest in women's rights, his keen interest in democratic process, his keen interest in wider electoral and social reform, those things are still, I think, very much with us, and they're at the core of many of Shaw's plays, but he has the enormous ability of presenting them in human terms. So for me, what really works well is that combination of important ideas, but expressed in human terms.
And are some of the topics, the political topics, as challenging now as they were for audiences then?
I think so, because there's a late play that was done at the Shaw Festival a couple of seasons ago called On the Rocks, when Shaw is depicting what happens when democracy fails and how democratic process sometimes gets in the way of important reforms. And he toys then with the idea of autocratic government. And in that play, there's a wonderful moment when the prime minister in the play, who's so frustrated by the process that he simply prorogues parliament, just tells them all to go home, which many listeners will recall happened not so long ago in Canada. So those kinds of ideas are still very prevalent, I think.
In his writings, Bernard Shaw took very strong political stands, and some of which were not popular at the time, including opposition to war and support for the abolition of private property. Did his politics affect his popularity or his audiences?
Yes. At particular times during his career, the best example, I think, is his strong opposition to the First World War, where he believed that all the nations who were participating in it were equally guilty of this colossal mistake. And he wrote strongly against the war, and that caused a great deal of unpopularity for him, not just in England, but among all of the Allies. His books were banned. Canadian libraries, for example, banned his books because of his strong opposition. And some of his plays were not put on because he simply wasn't popular enough at that time. He believed, had convictions, but he suffered a loss in popularity because of those convictions.
And are any of Shaw's plays still seen as too radical or too subversive for some audiences?
I don't think subversive, but I notice with the production of Mrs. Warren's Profession last night at MTC, a notice saying, I think it says, mature themes, which is a kind of caution to the audience that some of the issues here are still somewhat sensitive, and the issues in that play are prostitution, and there's an element of incest in the play as well, and MTC decided that audiences should be advised that some of them may feel a little bit uncomfortable with those themes. So not nearly as shocking as they used to be, but still addressing quite sensitive issues.
And still, I imagine, having political views that a lot of people in the audience may disagree with.
Indeed, and I mean, it doesn't come through quite so strongly in his plays as in his essays and speeches, but Shaw got himself into a lot of trouble in the 1930s for supporting Stalin in Russia, and indeed in one infamous speech defending Hitler. So you can imagine the kind of resentment that grew up with those kinds of political views. And they still resonate. And Shaw still gets criticized a lot for those kinds of what were considered and are considered extremist political views.
Some of the things Shaw advocated for were maybe seen as less extreme, things like socialized medicine, rights for women, income equality. At the time, he was also active as a socialist and in the Fabian Society. Was he able to influence social or political change with his plays or his writings?
I think so. I really do. It's a very difficult thing to prove when you say, well, this play was produced and some legislation immediately followed. It's not that kind of direct cause and effect. I don't think just with Shaw, but with any creative writer. It's a matter of getting the ideas into the public mind and in a Fabian kind of way, gradually getting people sensitive to the importance of the ideas, and then that leading to changes in values, changes in views, ultimately leading to changes in legislation, as indeed happened with women's rights, with the National Health Service that was introduced in Britain after the Second World War. Those things had been raised by Shaw and others, and bringing them into the public consciousness, I think, makes it easier then for political change to take place. So I think it's that kind of incremental change that Shaw was helping create in Great Britain and around the world.
Because the Fabians were much more about reforming the system rather than a social revolution.
Absolutely. Change through discussion, through debate, not through revolution. And the Fabians still exist. They're not nearly as prominent a force as they were in Shaw. So Shaw was one of the very early members of the Fabian society, and they really had an important influence in Britain in the early years of the 20th century.
In terms of his writing, Shaw is well known for his wit and also for a style that's quite plain and direct. How does this work in plays that are about real situations and about political issues and ideas?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You're quite right. What you get in Shaw's prefaces to the plays, and in his speeches and in his letters, is a very direct, aggressive, uncompromising style. There's no ambiguity, no doubts, no uncertainties. That doesn't happen in the plays. The plays are much more subtle, because he recognizes that there are human complexities, and there might be a concept which makes sense as a concept, but when you get involved in with people, with their emotions, their values, their conflicts, their uncertainties, then life interacts with those ideas, and it's not nearly then quite as simple. So there's a wonderful example, I think, in Shaw's play Candida, which is opening tonight during the Shaw Festival, when a woman, a wife, who is playing a traditional domestic role in the household, has the chance to leave when a young man comes into her life, falls in love with her, and wants her to leave the domestic security with him in a kind of new woman way. He is like, I can escape from the confines of domesticity. And she doesn't. I mean, the concept of the new woman, of being independent, would seem to suggest that she should go. Here's a new life, that she'd be free from serving her husband. She doesn't, because the domestic situation is one in which she has control over her husband. So she chooses to stay in that domestic role rather than, as it were, escaping. So you've got that conflict between what a new woman ought to be doing and what the reality of the situation determines. And that for me is the joy of Shaw. You grasp the idea, but then he puts it into a human context, and it becomes in a way much more interesting because of that human context.
So politically, the ideas might be very clear, but in terms of how then people react to them and the situations, they are
absolutely right. And I think absolutely true to life as well. We all have our ideas, our principles. We believe in this and we believe in that. But then when you get involved in the human situation element of it, things take on a slightly different perspective sometimes.
Lastly, I wanted to ask, do you have a favorite story from Shaw or a favorite quote of Shaw?
Well, there are several, but Shaw was always very keen on new technology, new machines. He was a socialist, but a very wealthy one. He had a Rolls Royce and a chauffeur. But he was also a keen cyclist, but a very bad one. And once he was on holiday in Wales, in the same area as the famous philosopher Bertrand Russell. And one day Shaw was on his bicycle going down a steep hill and lost control of his of his bike, and at the bottom of the hill was Bertrand Russell taking a stroll, and Bernard Shaw ran directly into Bertrand Russell and nearly killed one of Britain's famous philosophers, and they both escaped, but it was a narrow one.